God, I thank you that I am not like other people. The self-righteousness of the Pharisee in Jesus' parable seems so extreme that at first we imagine we couldn't possibly be like that. We might even find ourselves thinking, God, I thank you that I am not like the Pharisee in Jesus' parable. And that thought very obviously reveals to us how much easier we find it to point the finger of criticism at other people than at ourselves. We might not dare actually to make such a prayer to God, but we might catch ourselves implicitly in our thoughts and in our assumptions about ourselves, feeling ourselves to be better than various categories of other people. This is a subtle and clever parable. It seems to tempt us into ridiculing the Pharisee, and in so doing, it convicts us of the Pharisee's sin. God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, that I'm not like the Pharisee, that I'm not like her, that I'm not like him. This might be our unuttered prayer. Two men went up to the temple to pray. The parable we have heard today, like the parable we heard last Sunday, is a parable about prayer. But the context of today's parable is explicitly that of prayer in the temple. There is a public, a social element to prayer in this parable. It is not about prayer in the privacy of a bedroom, or of prayer on a mountaintop or in a garden. It is about prayer in the temple, a public place of worship. The parable does not directly address the question of why we should come together to pray. Perhaps public worship was so totally taken for granted as an ordinary part of life in Jesus' day that there was no need to give a reason for coming together to pray. But instead, the parable highlights one of the dangers of praying with others. It is my suspicion that many of us, both within and without the Church of England, imagine that at least a part of what we are doing when we go to church on a Sunday morning is asserting our respectability, asserting our status as good Christians, asserting our status as good people. We assert our respectability to ourselves, to others, and perhaps even to God. The Pharisee in today's gospel seems interested chiefly in asserting his respectability, comparing himself favorably with other people. We too may be tempted to feel ourselves to be better than other people because we go to church, because we go to church regularly, because we know what to do when we get here. The tax collector, in contrast, doesn't appear to know what to do. He doesn't even have the confidence to come right into the temple, but stands far off. His prayer, God be merciful to me, a sinner, reveals that he is not interested in asserting his respectability to himself, to other people, or to God. He is not comparing himself to his fellow worshippers. He compares himself only with God, and for this reason, he sees clearly that he stands in need of God's mercy. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted.